This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today, and with me again in this segment is Joe Biggs. We've still been waiting for a call from Barrett Brown. It looked like someone was trying to call in on that line. We weren't able to get through. So we're going to, if we can get him through, we're going to go to him live, depending on whatever segment we're in. We're going to go to him live. But in the last segment, Joe, we were talking about these autonomous cars, and I'm very concerned about it because of the control that it's going to give the government over our movements. We should all be very concerned about that. We should understand that this is something that the government has wanted to control movement in this country. That's what's really behind the move for public transportation. They don't like us having cars that we drive ourselves. That's why they're offering us the quote-unquote self-driving cars, the autonomous cars, because they will be able to control it. And they're going to push us out of our regular cars by these boxes that are being mandated, the vehicle-to-vehicle boxes that are going to be constantly talking back and forth to each other, with South by Southwest coming up. They've got Department of Transportation, U.S. Department of Transportation officials coming here to Austin and talking about V2V, and the way they put it is talking cars. It's just so special.
Yeah, they're going to try to make it sound so cool and trendy, and you know, most people are just going to go, wow, that's really neat. I don't have to drive anymore. I could just take a nap. What you have to think about are the implications. What if you're late on child support? That car shuts down, notifies the police, and that is essentially a cage on wheels. They lock the doors. We know vehicles can be hacked. We know they can be taken over. This is another step in that. And people, they're going to try to push it in a neat way. They'll have Super Bowl ads. They'll have all these celebrities come out showing you that it's the funnest thing out there to do, that it's cool. Buy into it. You should get one. It's the new thing.
They're going to control when you can go. They're going to control where you can go. It's absolute control. The government was involved in the creation of the interstate system primarily because the military had a use for it. It was Eisenhower who wrote a book, a small book, about how he tried to take a division from one area of the United States to another and how difficult it was. And then they saw the Autobahn in Germany. Of course, Hitler built the Autobahn so that he could rapidly deploy forces across that. So that was the rationale when Eisenhower became president to do that. But, of course, on the other hand, they've been hating on the car for the longest period of time. And it isn't because they're concerned about car accidents. It isn't because they're concerned about pollution or climate change. It's because they don't like people having the ability to move themselves around. They don't want us owning our own cars. The title of this article, Self-Driving Cars Will Make Us Want Fewer Cars, and they said we can free ourselves from the archaic model of the multi-car household. Yeah, who would want to have more than one car in a household? We hate that. And we won't waste so much parking space on the damn things, is what they said. They cannot stop their hatred of the car because it gives us freedom.
Yeah, they want full control of people. They want to know what you're saying, what you're doing, who you're talking to. I mean, for crying out loud, the new Corvette has what they call the valet mode. They constantly listen to your conversation, whether or not the vehicle is on, and they say it's for your safety as an owner to just be able to relax when you're not around your car, that if a valet driver goes on this Ferris Bueller Day Off journey, that you can track all that. But no, what it really is so they can listen to what's going on inside that car.
Absolutely.
And you and your business partner having a secret conversation about, you know, some kind of transaction that's going to happen, whatever, they're going to use that. So these self-driving cars are just going to be microphones that can be hacked into. Everybody's going to be able to listen to it. When you start reading the user terms and all that in there, it'll even clearly
say,
like in my phone, that the NSA can take whatever they want, and they're not responsible for any data that might be lost off of my phone due to their snooping around. So this will be the same thing.
This is way beyond the Samsung television.
Yes.
This is way beyond that,
This is the next step. This is complete and total control over American citizens, and this will be the beginning of enslavement.
And there's a kind of corporate fascism involved here as well, because the CEO of Uber has said, what makes the cars expensive is the dude in the car. Once that dude goes away, then the whole rationale for owning your car goes away. But of course, he will own all the cars. And the government, he'll work with the government to control your transportation.
Wonder how many politicians are going to be willing to drive or get in one of those things. I doubt it.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us, Joe Biggs. Right after the break, we're going to have Paul Joseph Watson joining us from the UK. Stay with us.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shealy. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Monday, March 9th, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host today, and we're going to be talking to Paul Joseph Watson. Before we go to Paul, I just want to repeat yet again that there is a bill up by the GOP to actually shut down the ATF. It's the ATF Elimination Act. It's being offered by Representative Jim Sensenbrenner of Wisconsin. He's introduced legislation to abolish the agency and transfer its duties to the FBI. He says their very framework is an affront to the Second Amendment and another reason why Congress should pass the ATF Elimination Act. Absolutely. Write your congressman, tell them you don't want them banning ammunition. You can write the ATF if you want to hear them laugh and tell them that you don't like them making up these kinds of rules and just arbitrarily declaring that they're going to take away certain ammunition. Of course, they'll extend that as they see fit. The key thing is support him in this to eliminate the ATF. Let's get rid of one of these parasitic, out-of-control government regulatory empires, and the ATF is a great one to start with. The ATF Elimination Act, write your congressman, tell them you want that passed. Now, Paul Joseph Watson is joining us now. I wanted to talk to Paul about this article he had up about Team Hillary conducting secret polls to test fallout of email scandal. What's up with that, Paul?
Well, yeah, this is an article that I wrote this morning, which is out of a blog in Iowa, and basically confirmed by the strategists.
We're getting a little bit.
Calling up people in Iowa, like the Hillary Clinton voters, and asking them a series of questions about their negative views towards Hillary Clinton. So at first, the speculation was, you know, is this poll being run by one of her potential Democratic challengers, or is it being run by the Republicans? But it's since emerged that almost certainly it's being conducted by the Hillary Clinton campaign team itself. So it seems as though in the aftermath of this email scandal, they're very concerned about voter perception of Hillary Clinton, because up until now she's had over 60% favorability ratings over her presumptive Republican challengers, everyone from Jeb Bush to Rand Paul. That lead was fixed. It was locked in for months and months beforehand. Now we see that margin of favorability in comparison to the Republican candidates starting to slip, and it started to slip noticeably, according to a new Washington Times poll, after this email scandal emerged. So this is being done under the radar, but they're asking potential voters, likely voters in Iowa, a series of questions about whether Hillary Clinton can be trusted with national security, whether she's a trustworthy person, whether the Benghazi scandal was a real scandal or whether it was just hyped for political purposes. So it seems that Team Hillary is very concerned in the aftermath of this email scandal.
Yeah, and of course, when you started talking about this, you said there was speculation as to whether or not it could be one of her Democrat opponents. And there's not really much in terms of Democrat opponents or the Republicans, because what they'll do, of course, Paul, is negative push polling. But that typically is done just before an election. That's when it has the most effect. Basically, you call up and you ask the people on the telephone, how would it affect you if you knew something, and you tell them something negative about that candidate? That's a way of basically dishing dirt on somebody without it sounding like you're dishing dirt on them. It's a very effective method, but I think this is far too early. As you pointed out, it looks like that's definitely coming from her. So she's concerned that this is going to affect her. It ought to put her in jail. It shouldn't just get her out of the running for being a Democrat nominee. But of course, we seem to be very tolerant of criminals at the upper level of government nowadays, aren't we?
Well, yeah, and of course, this was completely expected, but the other article I wrote today on InfoWars is now Hillary Clinton supporters are responding to the criticism of her because of this email scandal by characterizing it as sexist. So, you know, years before or even after Obama was elected, criticism of Obama amongst his supporters was characterized and sidelined as racism. So now we're seeing the gender card being played over and over again by Hillary supporters. And this is going to characterize the next 18 months going forward. So the article on InfoWars, there's a Daily Kos blog, which actually says that concern over Hillary keeping her emails hidden is based on, quote, Republican fear of having a vagina in control of the White House. That's a quote from the Daily Kos article. They say that Hillary is an intelligent, philanthropic, loud and proud feminist that scares middle-aged white men. So that's the reason why she's being questioned over these emails, according to liberals and Hillary supporters, is not because it, you know, illustrates the fact that she's completely untrustworthy, can't be trusted with national security. There's a huge gap, as we found out yesterday, from Gowdy, who's investigating this on CBS Face the Nation. There's a huge gap in the emails, which show that it looks like she's hiding communications during the whole Libya debacle. Mm-hmm. But no, that's not an issue. That's not an example of untrustworthiness or corruption. That's nothing to be concerned about. And the only reason anybody's talking about it is because they're sexist.
Yeah. Yeah, but of course, that's all they see when they look at this, is the fact that she's a woman. Nevertheless, we have, it's not a case of sexism. It's a case of felonious conduct. We've had Lisa Jackson from the EPA also playing games with her email, using a pseudonym to communicate. She was driven out of the EPA. She should have been put in prison. We got Lois Lerner pretending that she's lost all these emails that would expose her to having targeted as political enemies different Tea Party groups. She said, I lost all those emails. Hillary Clinton had her own private server for this. She didn't have just a different email account. She had her own private server. She was deliberately trying to set this apart into a parallel, non-transparent, secretive, illegal activity.
Exactly. And I mean, that's just one aspect of it. But again, if they can tie it to this gender issue, to this sexism issue, to this feminism issue, they hope to dull the criticism that is inevitably going to be hurled at Hillary Clinton. And there's another example of that today. The Clinton Foundation, the Bill Hillary and Chelsea Clinton Foundation, released a video yesterday, which just by coincidence got on the front page of YouTube. Not that they're promoting it at all, it just got on the front page and got 300,000 views overnight. And it's about, basically it features a bunch of actresses, Cameron Diaz, all these top actresses, decrying, quote, the wage gap in the United States. Now, first of all, the wage gap is a completely contrived myth. You know, this idea that women are being paid 77 cents on the dollar compared to men. That's the average earnings. If you take into factor differences in occupations and hours worked per week, when you account for all those factors, the wage gap completely vanishes. So from the very foundation, this argument is a debunked myth. If you drill into the actual statistics, and yet it's one being pushed by feminists and by the Hillary Clinton campaign, because they've tied their cart horse to third wave feminism. So they're using the same debunked, fraudulent argument to advance this agenda that Hillary Clinton is going to be fighting for women, for equality in the United States, when actually her own foundation, the Clinton Foundation, who released this video, pays its female staff just 63 cents for every dollar that top senior male executives who work for the Clinton Foundation make. So there is a real wage gap controversy, and it's within the Clinton Foundation itself. Nationwide in the United States, it's a complete myth. But if you look at the Clinton Foundation and their IRS tax filings have come out, they're paying a 37% salary disparity between what they pay male executives and what they pay female executives.
And that's
the key
thing. That's the key thing, comparing executive to executive.
Saying they're going to fix the wage gap in the United States. Again, rampant hypocrisy. She is advancing that wage gap within her own foundation.
Exactly. And that's the key, as you're pointing out, within her own foundation. When they look at female executives versus male executives within that same business, they see that kind of wage disparity. That would be a genuine disparity. But when they look at it across the population as a whole, like Cameron Diaz did, then they're not comparing and adjusting for the fact that women are in a different kind of profession than men would be, or that they're not working their entire life, or that they're working part-time and staying at home with the children part-time. The different career choices that they make will adjust that. So it's a very simplistic thing to go back at the data and just kind of cut it and say women's salaries and men's salaries, and not drill down and look at it so that you know you're making valid comparisons with those. That's how they get there. But, Paul, you're talking about how this is within her foundation. There's a story on Drudge Report today in the New York Times saying that she faces a test of record as a woman's advocate. So here they are saying this is people coming after her just because she's a woman, so we need to defend her because she's a woman. And yet her foundation is accepting millions of dollars, according to the New York Times, in donations from Middle Eastern countries that are known for violence against women and for denying them their basic freedoms, not allowing them to drive cars or whatever. One of the nations that comes to mind, of course, is Saudi Arabia, one of the most oppressive regimes anywhere. And, of course, one of our closest allies to the CIA. What are your comments, Paul?
Well, it's par for the course because, you know, feminists share the same rampant hypocrisy and ignorance of actual women's rights issues. You know, Saudi Arabia passed a law whereby female drivers would be characterized and considered under the law as terrorists. So again, it goes back to this issue of feminists only concentrate on issues through which they can demonize the Western white male patriarchy. Actual women's rights issues, especially in the Middle East, are completely ignored.
Hang on, Paul, we'll be right back. We're talking to Paul Joseph Watson, and the subject is, of course, Hillary Clinton's dirty emails. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com. Attention Alex Jones listeners, when you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-562-5136. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-562-5136. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-562-5136.
Use since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548, or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I'm talking to Paul Joseph Watson. We've been talking about Hillary Clinton's missing emails. And there's a story up on the Drudge Report. actually, by National Journal, Ron Fournier, says emails may be a key to addressing the, quote, pay-to-play whispers at the Clinton Foundation. In other words, follow the money. Are people giving money to the Clinton Foundation in order to get influence? Are they buying influence? That's almost a self-obvious question. But let's go to this exchange on CNN. I want to get Paul's comments on this. This is State Department spokesperson Jen Psaki commenting on foreign donations. And there's some commentary from this author, the National Journal, as well as from Julie Pace of the AP. So here's the State Department spokesperson talking about Hillary Clinton accepting these foreign donations of the Clinton Foundation.
We'd like to review, and we have reviewed every donation that has been submitted. But in this case, the fact that the process was not followed in this particular incident does not raise concerns with us.
We'd like to review, and we have reviewed every donation. Turns out that's not true. They didn't review any of them.
She either made that up just to try to get past the news cycle, or she lied. Either way, that's inexcusable.
But it again gets back to, you know, what you said, this idea that even if there is nothing inherently bad about the donations or nothing inherently bad in the emails, raises the question of why. Why do you even bother to do something that just gives off the impression that you're hiding something or that you are doing something fraudulent, especially if you have in the back of your mind the idea that you're going to run for president?
And, of course, it's the cover-up, isn't it? It wasn't so much the crimes of Nixon, but it was the cover-up that was really serious, the cover-up that they internalized by helping to propagate that Nixon made his own by covering up. Your comments on that, Paul?
Well, the cover-up is in place because this directly threatens brand Clinton. Mm-hmm. Just like, you know, Obama was built on, you know, the first black president representing the entirety of America. If she's taken down by this kind of scandal that she's receiving donations from governments in the Middle East and corporate interests in the Middle East that are fundamentally, diametrically opposed to women's rights, which is where, you know, I get emails from feminists, actual real feminists who care about women's rights issues, who work in the Middle East, and they're appalled by the kind of rhetoric that comes out of third wave feminists in the United States, in the West. So, you know, if that's exposed that Hillary has been taking donations from these kind of groups, it will completely eviscerate a large part of the foundation of her campaign for 2016, because she's tied her entire campaign to this issue of being a woman's advocate. That's what it's all going to be based around heading towards 2016 over the next 18 months, which is why she threw her support behind this huge NBA campaign to basically lecture men about how they've got it so easy and how they need to do more housework in the home. So that's why it's crystallizing into such a big issue right before we learn who's actually going to run for 2016. And that's why they're so defensive, because it could derail her entire campaign before it even begins.
That's why you've got the New York Times, not typically opposed to Hillary, saying she faces the test of her record if she's going to claim that she's a woman's advocate. And, of course, Paul, when we look at what's happening in countries like Saudi Arabia and others against women, it's also men's rights that they're attacking there in those countries as well. I mean, look at the blogger who's getting flogged repeatedly, life-threatening punishment that they gave against him. But they do all that to men, which is bad enough, but then they do that as well to women, and then they have some special things that they do for women, don't they? That's what makes this so egregious.
Exactly, and that kind of genuine, real repression, which actual women's rights advocates write to me about on a regular basis, is what third-wave feminism completely ignores. It's like the Muslim rape scandal in England. For 17 years, there were groups of Muslim Pakistani men abducting white British girls off the streets, and the local government and the police dismissed the issue, called all the victims liars, because they didn't want to be called politically incorrect or racist. That was a huge controversy over the past few months in the United Kingdom. Not a word from all the third wave feminists, the most prominent feminists on the internet, not a single word, complete radio silence. And it's this hypocrisy which characterizes the entire movement, which Hillary Clinton has now become a part of. So that's why we need to you know, control this narrative going forward.
She'll do anything.
It will eviscerate Hillary's campaign as she goes into 2016.
She'll do anything to pose for that. We got to go to a commercial break. We're going to be right back with Paul Joseph Watson. We should be concerned about human rights, but especially somebody who takes money from the people who specifically target women for special punishment. Stay with us. We'll be right
back. We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Sold out for weeks due to the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation. The exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical-grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin, the most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
To the Alex Jones Show. Now, last hour, we were anxiously awaiting the call of Barrett Brown from prison. And, of course, if you haven't been following Barrett Brown's story, you should be. That's one of the reasons we're having him on here, because it affects press freedom throughout the United States. And coming back into the studio with me now is Joe Biggs. We still have, I think, Paul Joseph Watson on the phone from the UK. So we've got a lot of people online here. But let's go to Barrett Brown. Barrett, I wanted to give you a chance to talk to the public. We talked about your comments to the judge saying that this isn't about the rule of law anymore. We now have the rule of law enforcement. Tell us what you want to tell us about your trial now that the gag order has been taken off.
Well, the first thing I should mention is that aside from what I put forth in the article for the Daily Beast about a month ago, and aside from what I'll tell you about today, the great majority of the things that people need to know about the trial are still sealed. And that should continue for about 6 months. So in addition to all the very egregious things that have happened, there's a great deal more that's still not public. Now, regarding the trial, I guess the, do whatever it wants, essentially, within the Department of Justice, within the federal justice system. That's clear from the extent of the perjury, very demonstrable perjury that occurred in this case, again, some of which is visible, some of which can be confirmed publicly through documents, some of which is still sealed. And that's really what I've tried to convey to the judge in that the allocution I gave, is that, you know, when you allow this perjury to occur, we're getting away from the rule of law. We're getting to a situation in which we're going through the forms. We're meeting in a nice, very pretty hardwood room with paintings and a big, nice wood podium and very pretty robes and all that. But you're missing something, which is the rule of law. And to the extent the rule of law isn't there, you're going to see things like Anonymous. You're going to see things like WikiLeaks. You're going to keep seeing them until we get the rule of law.
One of the things, reading the transcript, the judge dressed down the prosecutor for not referring to you as Mr. Brown. And as you're just talking about, you got this fancy room with all the trappings and everything, but they're grinding the rule of law into the ground. And I thought, he's worried about being polite to people while he's railroading this whole process. That was amazing.
That kind of thing is very important to establishment characters in D.C. It's very important to the people who have that federal government mentality. You know, I would have preferred him to object at the last hearing when the prosecutor asked the FBI agent, how long has Barrett Brown been an anarchist?
Mm-hmm.
That would have been the time to object when they started asking about my political ideology. Incidentally, this thing about me being an anarchist, which is true, that actually comes up in a couple of other documents, including the gag order, when they asked for me to be gagged. Me being an anarchist was one of the reasons they cited. In one of the documents that's still sealed regarding my sentencing, they call for me to get additional prison time because I'm an anarchist, and thus more likely, apparently, to commit crimes. So there's a lot of egregious things that, on an individual basis, really should have been a national story, you know, on each given thing. Obviously, the seizure of the Declaration of Independence, in a more perfect world, would have been a major news story.
Yes.
Unfortunately, the world we're in, it didn't quite rate national coverage.
Yes, that was amazing. Tell the audience about that.
Well, among the items, and you can see this, and this is linked to from my Daily Beast article, my post, Cyberpunk Indentured Servitude, which you can find online, you know, we have the list of items they seized as, you know, evidence of a crime. And it's computers, it's my notes. There's only one book they took. I have a lot of books in my apartment at the time, and the only book they took was a copy of the Declaration of Independence, just this little pocket copy.
Well, that's radical.
Never have to explain why they took it. I'm assuming it has to do something to do with the FBI memorandum a few years ago when they said, you know, patriots, militia types, they like the Constitution, they might have a copy of the Constitution, thus having a copy of the Constitution might be evidence of a crime. I'm assuming they just sort of got it mixed up. One of those Enlightenment documents, you know, FBI agents aren't as educated as we might expect them to be, or might hope them to be anyway. So they just grabbed it and then, you know, never came up with the trial. Would have been, even for them, it would have been a little much to actually discuss that, you know, in the course of the trial. So.
Well, of course, yeah, they never want us to read even the first paragraph of that when it says we create governments to establish our rights, and when they destroy our rights, we have the duty and the obligation to alter or abolish those governments. One other thing I wanted to get to, and then just you can talk, I'll let Joe ask you a question here. One of the things you mentioned at the end of the article was 2 days before your sentencing, the Department of Justice withheld from the defense team chat transcripts from Jeremy Hammond. Tell us about that.
This call is from a federal prison.
Sorry, that's one of those charming little reminders every once in a while. Yes, it actually came out 2 days before in an article by, I think, Dale Cameron, that, in fact, and this is something we had no idea of, the Department of Justice had documents that show quite demonstrably that I was not a co-conspirator in the Strapper hack, which was a major point, you know, of the DOJ's favor in getting me, you know, actually getting me additional prison time, this claim that I was somehow a co-conspirator. And they withheld that evidence. And the evidence is now public. It was made public before my sentencing. And this is something that, again, in a more perfect world, the judge would care about just as much as he cares about whether I'm called Mr. Brown or Barrett or Humpty Dumpty or whatever. But it just didn't quite come to his attention. Didn't quite interest him very much. You know, it actually just goes to show that this particular case. You know, obviously it's inconvenient for me to be in prison, but on the other hand, we have a great example here, this whole case, the investigation, all the way to the sentencing, of how this system works, particularly if the DOJ wants you, you know, very much wants you to do prison time. It's a great example of how they're able to get away with these things, even in the public eye. And the other story here, of course, is how poorly the mainstream media does in keeping up with these things.
Absolutely.
We spoke on the phone the other day, Barrett, and you were talking about, I was asking you what you knew about the Michael Hastings case and how the FBI came out and said that they weren't looking into him. You said that you believe that, 99% that FBI was definitely looking to him.
Yeah, it's even aside from the other reasons they would have to look into him, it's absolutely ludicrous for them to say that, because with regards to my group, Project PM, which runs the echelon2.org website, which was really what this case was all about, they subpoenaed the IP address information for everyone who's ever contributed to that website of ours. And so these are just sort of small players within Project PM. Now, Michael Hastings, on the other hand, as I noted in a Vanity Fair article a number of years ago when he was still alive and when I was writing about him, he was instrumental when I was first creating Project PM in helping me sort of flesh out the philosophy of it. So the idea that he, who was in contact with me regarding Project PM, was never investigated regarding Project PM is absolutely 100% ludicrous. And again, that's in addition to the other reasons they and certain other organizations would have to be investigating and harassing him. He obviously did a great job. He's best known for forcing McChrystal to resign a number of years ago. But really, his article exposing the PSYOPs campaign used by, I believe, a two-star general in Afghanistan against visiting senators, that's something I cite constantly in my articles for The Guardian or wherever as evidence of here's what these people are willing to do even to your elected officials. And it is absolutely ludicrous that their claim that they weren't investigated. They absolutely were, almost certainly on several different issues.
I know we don't have much time, Barrett, before we get cut off, but Paul Joseph Watson is in the UK, and he's got a quick question for you.
Paul, from a federal prison.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask Barrett, obviously one of the charges is the fact that he merely provided a link to the Stratfor email leaks. What kind of precedent does that create for web publishers, for activists going forward?
Well, it means that the federal government now has a vastly expanded toolkit by which to come after anyone that they wanted to come after to begin with, whether or not they've actually committed a crime. By criminalizing the act of linking, especially in my case when you don't even know what you're linking to, and had no interest or use for the, and this turned out to be credit card numbers in addition to other information that I ended up linking to, which was already public, That sets a terrible precedent by which journalists, researchers are now at risk. And, of course, there are some journalists and researchers who are a danger to the government, and especially the DOJ, and thus, the DOJ now has one more option by which to come after them. Quinn Norton, who writes for Wired and who testified at my hearing, she explained a few days afterwards, after this decision, that she was going to stop doing security reporting. Now, it's too dangerous. She told this to the judge. The judge at my hearing said, I'm going to go ahead and hit him with this additional year in prison for the linking. I don't think it's going to be a concern to journalists, which is bizarre because, of course, journalists have been expressing concern about those charges ever since they were made 2 years ago. And even right after my sentencing, there was a number of articles in U.S. News and World Report, Columbia Journalism Review, The Intercept, again, expressing concern about this. So the judge is not a brilliant flower of jurisprudence or anything, really. He's just sort of a puppet of the DOJ, which is not a bad guy, just doesn't know what he's doing. And so, again, alas, that's the situation we're in now. Now, hopefully something will come of this in the case in general. Hopefully people will make use of what's happened in my case to bring some attention to the mainstream. Because, again, this affects journalists. And, when you start coming after journalists, then you have the option, the potential to get journalists' attention.
Well, so especially when you're quoting somebody like a Fox News contributor. Especially when you were quoting someone, a Fox News contributor, and then they use that against you, that quote.
Yeah, and that's really, I think, the number one most bizarre thing in a comedy of bizarre errors. The fact that a Fox News commentator went on television and talked about how we should murder Julian Assange. Mm-hmm. I quoted that on my Twitter account. And of course, Julian Assange is someone who I respect, and he respects me. We have sort of an association. That ended up my indictment as if it was something that I said or approved of. And even as we pointed out, in a filing that, this Barrett Brown didn't say this. This is some other guy that Barrett Brown obviously wouldn't get along with saying it. The prosecution stuck with it instead of saying, oh, this is a mistake, you're right. They stuck with it and said, yes, he's promoting this quote, which, mm-hmm. again, really raises the question of if it's a terrible quote that even promoting gets you indicted, then how come the guy who said it on national television hasn't been indicted? And the answer, of course, is because the guy on Fox News is not a danger to the DOJ. He, like commentators of both left and right, is an establishment character on his own. You know, he dislikes WikiLeaks, dislikes sort of anti-government things of that nature, and thus will never get that kind of indictment. And that goes into another big problem here is the selectivity, the picking and choosing the DOJ can do and has done, as we exposed, as we showed with the H.B. Gary and Team Themis scandal in 2011, the picking and choosing they can do, who they prosecute under these very broad statutes. In addition to that, the bizarre sort of underground concierge service the DOJ seems to provide to certain companies that happen to, you know, have common enemies with them. That's something I don't think we have time to get into, but if people want to go to echelon2.org, they'll see some of the research that really kicked off this trend, that really sort of forced the DOJ to come after me. The research that Anonymous and my to illegal activity by the DOJ and certain companies, and that's really what this is all about. It's a whole other story. We're about to be cut off in about a minute or so. Do you have any final questions?
Just final comments about where you go from now. Do you have an appeal process that is coming through because of all these different things that are going to be coming to light in about 6 months?
Unfortunately, we gave up our right to appeal when we pled, us having done that, the DOJ knew that they could now start violating the law over and over again. So, unfortunately, no. So we'll see what happens in 6 months. What we're playing now is sort of an information game. They've had their shot at me. Now I get my shot at them via the media. So that will develop over the next 6 months. And so people should stay tuned, I suppose.
Well, so sorry that this happened to you, but please keep us informed, especially after they unseal these records that show the different ways that they played with the information in your trial.
Yeah, and people can follow this at our Twitter.
I think they just cut him off. I'll give that to you. And his Twitter account is twitter.com/FreeBarrett. That's FreeBarrett underscore. He also has on Facebook.com FreeBarrettBrown. And, of course, they disconnected it, just automatically disconnects him on a certain amount of time. Again, if you want to follow this on Twitter, what he was about to give you was FreeBarrett underscore, and then the Facebook account FreeBarrettBrown. And also echelon2.org, ECHELON, the number 2.org. Your comment, Joe?
Like I said, I mean, he's a very informative man. I mean, he's a go-getter. He's what a journalist is supposed to be. And it just shows you the lengths that our government's going to go to try and silence people like that who are going to get out there, get in the trenches, dig for that information, expose corruption.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And now he's looking at another 5 years, I believe, or at least another, if they count time served, we're not sure about that, at least another couple of years, because he's given up his right to appeal. Paul, do you have a comment about that?
Yeah, I mean, Barrett Brown is really a study in, you know, the threat of a good example. He provided a link to a Stratfor email leak. He didn't even leak the documents himself, and yet they came down on him so hard. And then I saw an interview with Obama yesterday on one of the Sunday shows about the Hillary Clinton email scandal. And the host who was interviewing him brought up the claim that the Obama administration was the most transparent in history. And Obama, with conviction on his face, said, "That's true." And yet the Obama administration has been the most forceful in prosecuting whistleblowers across the board, the most aggressive. So the fact that this, you know, Barrett Brown merely provided a link to leaked documents and this is what's happened to him, obviously is based around creating this chilling effect whereby other journalists, other web publishers and activists are afraid to even link to information which is leaked, which exposes corruption within the administration. And that's the major issue that surrounds this whole case.
I think, Paul, when we're looking at the fact that we've been talking about the Clinton emails and how we're trying to get that information, they were done secretly, they were kept on a private server, they did everything they could to keep that out of the public view. We should remember that Barrett Brown, and part of this Project PM, when they got the Stratfor leak, he believed, according, and the judge understood from the court transcripts, Joe, that we saw, the judge understood that Barrett Brown thought that there was nothing but emails in what he was linking to. So it would be essentially, if somebody were able to go in and find Hillary Clinton's illegal emails that she kept with a separate email address, a separate server, if they were to go in and investigate that,
than going after those people, which is what we see, isn't it, Paul? We always see the government going after the people committing the crime, I mean, people exposing the crimes that are being committed, and never going after the people who commit the crimes. Project PM was trying to investigate the actions of these private corporations like H.B. Gary and Stratfor in terms of targeting individuals within Anonymous, targeting people who were trying to investigate and help people with the Bhopal Dow Chemical spill. And so they were doing this as part of a crowdsourcing investigation. It would be essentially if they were to throw people in jail for trying to find Hillary Clinton's emails.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the, you know, Cameron and Scotland Yard came out and said anybody who watches ISIS propaganda videos could be charged under terrorism laws.
Mm-hmm.
Completely ridiculous. Even though this information is already public, merely looking at it, reading it, or linking to it is now being classified as a crime.
Or quoting someone.
Or quoting someone, yeah. Using that again, we need to keep hammering that down. The fact that they charged him with a death threat against an FBI agent when he merely quoted a Fox News commentator making a death threat against Julian Assange. I mean, that's the amazing thing. As he pointed out, the Fox News commentator doesn't go to jail.
Exactly.
He doesn't get in trouble. But they falsely attribute this to being made against an FBI agent and continue to use that even after they know it's not true. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more commentary.
He's just reading a teleprompter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Last year, in the Nevada desert, one family took a stand for freedom. Numana Food Storage was the first and only company to support the rights of the Bundys. While others stood down, Numana took donations and provided storable foods to the men at Bunkerville. Founded by patriots who believe in liberty, Numana Food Storage is GMO-free, great-tasting, and easy to prepare. Food is freedom. Buy Numana today at PowerPrepper.com. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat at PowerPrepper.com.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I gotta tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, GunsAD.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15. GunsAD.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS-80.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.
I'm Mike Huckabee. I was the governor of Arkansas and ran for president in 2008, and I used to be a diabetic. One of the coolest campaigns I ever took on and won was the crusade that reversed my type 2 diabetes naturally. I was able to get off the medications I'd taken, and I lost 110 pounds of fat in the process. If you or someone you care about has type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes, I urge you to pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you. The same methods I used to reverse my type 2 diabetes are found today in the Diabetes Solution Kit from Barton Publishing. It's an all-natural plan that really could work for you in reversing type 2 diabetes and prevent it from coming back. All in as little as 4 weeks with your doctor's approval. Stop suffering. Here's how to get your hands on the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
Get your Diabetes Solution Kit now at diabetesfree88.com. Everything you need to reverse your type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes like Governor Huckabee did is at diabetesfree88.com. Reverse your diabetes today at diabetesfree88.com. That's diabetesfree88.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we have here in the studio Joe Biggs, and joining us from the UK is Paul Joseph Watson, and we're going to, in this last segment, talk about that call we just got from Barrett Brown in prison in Dallas. He's going to be serving at least another 3 years, I guess, perhaps more, depending on how, if they credit it to time served. Before we go back to the discussion, though, I just want to let you know that we got a call from Alex. He set up an unprecedented sale on DNA Force today. Just a short period of time, for the first time, you can get it for under $100. That's 30% off. Competitors are already 2 to 3 times the price. Some charge $600 for similar formulas, but now you can get it for 30% off for a short period of time. That's at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, going back to Barrett Brown, Paul, we talked about how he they brought up these charges against him for just linking to the information. Sets a terrible precedent, as he pointed out in his op-ed piece. Reporters Without Borders cited his conviction as a key factor in reducing America's freedom of the press rankings from 33 to 46. It has a lot of precedents that we saw set in this particular case, doesn't it?
Well, exactly. And I mean, he just talked about how the Wired writer stopped covering national security issues because of this case, because of the fear that merely investigating information which is publicly available could lead to criminal charges for journalists. So again, you know, it's all about making people afraid to investigate government and corporate corruption.
Yes.
It's about this desperation to clamp down on the free internet as a viral emerging source of deep research and penetration into these kind of scandals that emerge out of government and corporations. So that's why they are charging him, to make an example out of him.
Exactly.
And make other people afraid of speaking out and of investigating this kind of information.
So it's a multi-pronged attack against the freedom of the press, against the internet. We have regulatory attacks on it, and we have, as you pointed out, you know, trying to intimidate people into a kind of self-censorship.
Well, it's kind of like they're putting out a warning, all right? This is what we're going to do to Barrett Brown.
Yes.
If you continue to do stuff like this, we're going to prosecute you, we're going to put you in prison for exposing this stuff.
Yes.
Like
yes.
You said, this Obama administration is about as transparent as a brick wall. I mean, what they're doing is out of control, attacking journalists, going after them, threatening them, when merely that's our job as journalists, to expose the corruption going on.
Transparently criminal. They always go after the whistleblower. They always go after the journalist, never after the people who actually commit the crime.
Exactly.
You see this pattern over and over and over again. And again, 3 times the number of people prosecuted under the Espionage Act of 1917 as all of the presidents combined over the last 100 years. I mean, he's after everybody, whether it's the New York Times reporters or whether it's Barrett Brown. They want people to be afraid. They want you to know that they're watching you, and they want you to know that they can bring in any kind of total nonsense charge and lock you away for decades.
I mean, it's just mind-blowing, the fact that Fox News, MSNBC, CNN, these people will not cover the fact, the real issues of what's going on with this case. They'd much rather talk about the Kanye West and the things.
Yes.
Like that. That's the kind of stuff they shovel into people's faces. They want to ignore the fact that he was, merely quoting someone, and then that's used against them. Or the fact that he has a copy of the Declaration of Independence. That should enrage every American.
Mm-hmm.
To know that they're looking at you as a criminal, as a terrorist, for having something like that, for being patriotic, for being informed, for knowing your rights. That is something that they want to go after.
A total blackout from mainstream media. What do you make of that, Paul, the fact that they would confiscate his Declaration of Independence? That would be part of the plea agreement, and then they would say, well, I think we can give him that plea agreement back. We're almost out of time. Real quick comment.
Well, I mean, they did a similar thing to Aaron Schwartz. I mean, he had similar material, and they used that against him. So it's no surprise that, you know, they would use that as a reason to go after him.
Absolutely.
And that's the only book they take.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's it for today. Thanks for joining us. Join us tonight at 7 Central, 8 p.m. for the Nightly News.
GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.